Why'd you steal him as more?
Okay. Okay, so issue here is Kavod of Brother. Right? Kavod of Older Brother. So one idea we discovered from the Ramban, that the idea, there is an idea, we'll cover it with the step-parents, we said basically is because the father exists not only as an individual, but he exists as, not only as like a biological creator, but he also exists as the parent. There's a unit called the parents, the parental unit. And he, insofar as he's a parent, parents exist as a unit, as the mother-father team. Okay, and when he takes a wife, okay, it's his stepmother, she becomes, they form the parental unit. So the halacha is that the chiv of kavod, it's teaching the chiv of kavod extends not just to him as an individual, but to the unit, to the parental unit. To him, b'toras, the parent. And him, b'toras, the parent, he functions together with her. So therefore, if you wouldn't mechavet her, you'd be undermining him. So therefore, it extends to her through him as the through the institution of the parents. Okay, so that's step parent, right? That's step parent, and that's why it only is as long in the life of the parent. Right? The parent dies, it's a okay, fine. Then we said, so what's the idea? And that's why it really takes on the tzura of kavod, because it's an extension of the chi of kavod. It's not just because your father wants you to, but it's a din of that. It's the definition. It's an extended definition of father to include the father b'toras parent, and that includes the unit. The parent exists, and the entity of parent and the bias exists as a unit. It's two parts. So therefore she's included. But then the thing is, what about brother, older brother? How does that come out? So the Ramban explained that parents take great stock in their older children. Specifically, like you see, for instance, if a younger child will embarrass, or if the child gets embarrassed, parents take it to heart, because as we said, it's like that's a person's whole image, is their name, carrying on their name in the future, is their children, and therefore they take great pride or in their parents, in their children when they do good things, and they've highly embarrassed or they feel bad when their children fail. So that being the case, and you said specifically, let's say the oldest, like the Bukhar, for instance, and that's specifically, because the Bukhar carries on the family name. But the thing is, so we said is that, so that's the Ramban's holding, that's a din of kikot of your parents, is to be mechabed, he in whom the parent's identity and worth is hanging in. Since the parent's self-worth is, so to speak, measured through the child, through their children, their older children, so therefore you have to be mechaved him. To mechaved the children, to be mechaved him, as a way of, so to speak, protecting the shame of the father. The father has to be respected. How do you respect the father? By respecting his progeny, his older progeny.
His line.
What?
His line.
His line, exactly, his line. And that, the way the Ramban says, that too is only when the father's alive.
Right.
But the father's dead, then what are you respecting? He's dead. So he's probably, you can't respect another. It's, again, it's a tool of respecting the father. And that's why the Ramban says that you don't count this as a mitzvah, because it's just a tool, it's a part of being chayav the father. And they bring down that it's not the sisters, it's not older sister. But it makes sense, because the parents don't hang their hat on the girls, because they marry out into another family. So the family legacy is carried on through the sons, not through the daughters. The Gemara Shah says, specifically the oldest, the first brother. Okay, not the second one. Okay, that's Chuvas Ha, I don't know, Chuvas Yaakov, he quotes a few guys here. I don't know if anyone argues, but that's what he says. And Jake's saying it sounds like it because Achiv Ha Gadol. Sounds like it's the oldest brother. So otherwise, it's Achiv Ha Gadol Mimenu, or Achiv Gadol. Achiv HaGadol sounds like he's the oldest brother. And that's better with the Sfarah, I think. Because the Sfarah, otherwise it should be all the children. I mean, they should all be chayav each other, because the parents, you know. But there's a quality of the parents put their stock in, like, the oldest son. And there's an idea. And there's an idea like that. I mean, they carry on, like, you see, like, they're like a head of the family.
So if you had a girl...
They carry on his name.
Right.
I mean, you could argue on the Rasha. You could argue on the Rasha and say that it's others, but I think it makes sense. So what's the deal now? Okay, so now the question is like this. Here's the big question. The question is what about the brother, the oldest brother, when the parents die? So the Ramban says it doesn't apply. Okay, it doesn't apply, in the sense this is good, because it's a form of honoring the parent. So the parent's dead, the parent's dead. The parent's dead, the parent's dead. There is a halacha of honor of the parents after their death. Yeah. Right, there is honoring parents after their death. So what's the Rabbi Kivega? What's the Ramban's point? We see. But what's the halacha of honoring the parent after their death? Chayv l'chab d'afi l'achar mosus, Rambam. Vav hei. Ketzat, hayomer del rishmoy piv. Lo yomar kach amar abba, elo amar kach abba mori, anika paras mishkava. I'm going to be a mechaper for his bet. So it says, you see, there's an idea. When you say something over, you say, I'm a Mari, and I'm going to be a kapara for him, or remember in Chayel Mabba. So you see, there is a halacha of kavod for your father after his death. So why don't you say, what's the Ramban's argument? Why don't you say that this still? Well, that's the question. That's the question. What's the halacha after his death? So is it an idea? Because you could argue here, it's like keeping his legacy alive. But is that the halacha by Achar Moso? You see, it's tied in there. It seems to be tied with Kapara and Olam Haba. Like, it seems to be, it's like, look, he's dead. So what do you have him after he's dead? Oh, no, because he still exists in Olam Haba. So this din of the Kavod is tied in with your concern for his Kapara and his Chelik Olam Haba. So those are things where you're recognizing the nature of his existence, and your Kavod is, insofar as those that existence is concerned. But to say that you're mechaved his image after he's dead, like, what does that help him? Like, or how does that, it just doesn't seem, is there a halacha, like, that you should make people look at him in a good way? I mean, it doesn't seem. I mean, it's you could argue it's for people, but I mean, it's a good question. I'm not sure, it's a good question. But I mean, it seems like the Ramban's saying is that since it's covered for the parents, when he dies, sounds that way. So the question is, but the Rambam holds that it seems. The Rambam, basically, we noticed three distinctions between the Rambam, the way the Rambam formulates the halacha of kavod for the step-parents, and the way the Rambam formulates the halacha of kavod for the brother. Okay? First of all, by the step-parents, he says that it's bechlal kavod of the father. Okay? It's bechlal kavod of the father. It's included, included in kavod of the father. By the brother, he doesn't say that. He says, yechayv adam kavod achav agadol ki kavod aviv. Like your chayiv in the kavod of your parents, okay, whatever that means. And it sounds like whatever that means. It doesn't say it's b'chal kavod. It sounds like it's something other, but it's equivalent to kavod of the father. That's one difference. Another thing is that the Rambam says midivrei sofrim, by the brother, okay, by the brother. And the Gemara seems to be learned. He doesn't say that by the sounds like by the step parents, it's really part of the deraisa, it's part of the thing. It's bechlal kavod of the father. So the problem is the Gemara seem to have learned them both out from the exact same from the pasuk. Is kavod as avicha as imecha. So the s's were talking about step parents, and ve as the vav was teaching you older brother. So I mean, well, why is it that in one of them he says that it just seems like it's deraisa, and then the brother it sounds like he's saying it's mederisofa. What's the deal with that? And then thirdly, we said, is that he makes a point by the step-parents that it's only as long as the parents are alive. But when it comes to brother, he does not say that. Okay, he doesn't say it. And the clear deduction is that he holds by brother, it goes even after the parents die. Okay, clear deduction goes even after the parents die. So I guess, the question is, what's the deal? And the most primarily, I mean, the besides that, these are chiluk which you have to explain, but I guess the most direct question is, what's the machlokes in Rambam and Ramban, whether it goes after the parents die? After the parents die. By the way, as an aside, I saw the Meiri and Ksubas there, and that Gemara, he learns that basically, first of all, he learns older Ravana. Even step parents. Even though the Gemara says Deraisa, he says it doesn't really mean it. Doesn't really mean that Deraisa.
Oh, how'd you go in there?
I think he tried to show there are other cases like that. I think he tried to show that. But basically, he holds, like, I guess it meant in the context of what Rabbi Yonasi is telling them to honor their parents. It's also it's also in the pasuk. It's not. It's the Rabbanon which is so mech on the pasuk. So in terms of the critique of saying is, why does Rabbi Yossi have to go and tell his kids to do this? It means it's in the Torah. It's halacha in the Torah. That's what it means, deraisa. It doesn't mean deraisa is supposed to rabbanon. It means it's a halacha in the Torah. No, everyone knows that halacha. It's a rabbanon. It's just samach on the pasuk. He doesn't have to tell him that halacha. You know, I mean, that's the way he learns. But what was my point? That's one point. He says that's also there. Oh, but he also holds that it's even after the parent, even after the mother, the parent dies.
By a step parent, even after the parent dies.
Even though the Gemara sounds like, and this is very interesting, because the Gemara said, he said, Rabbi Yonasi told his kids, make sure you honor your mother. So this is mother, that's deraisa, ki rabbein. So there's no stepmother. So stepmother, that's also deraisa. So it says no. It means, I think, that's only when the mother,
when the real parents are alive.
No. So that's why he warned them. So the simple way to learn that Gemara is that he's saying that really, min hadin, it's only when the parents are alive. But he was warning them, it's like, the Musar, that's a good idea. Like, the Shulchan Aruch says, it's Devar Hagun. It's a good idea to do it. But, I mean, the Meiri seemingly is going to learn. I would have thought that it's only when the parent is still alive. Kamash Malan, Rabbi Yudanasi is teaching them, no. It even applies when the parent is dead. You know what I mean? And then he's saying that's the maskana, that really that's a halacha. Rabbi Yonasi wasn't just telling them a good idea, but he's really telling them a chayiv. And didn't you guys show me the Torah, I think? The Torah, I think, said chayiv.
The Mechaber says it's Devar Hagen.
Right. I think it's Devar Ramah. Mechaber the Ramah. But I mean, it seems like that would have to be our svara from yesterday, is that it's really she has a din ein. Because of her functioning as part of the parental unit, it gives her a din ein. And that's gonna that remains even after.
It's funny because even that sheet is gonna hold it.
Okay, here's Michael's svara. This is I have two svaras. This is one. One of them is like Michael saying that. The idea is the question is what's the idea of honoring your brother? Okay, of honoring your older brother. Is it pshat? What does that have to do with the father? I mean, it's something else related to the covenant of the father. How so? Is it pshat because the older brother carries the name of the father? He's identified his image. People look at him and they think of the father. So you're honoring the name of the father. Okay. So if that's the case, you could argue that will go even after father dies. Okay, you could argue that. You could say because that's a covenant for the father. So even though he's dead, he sees a den of covenant for the father after he's dead. And you could argue that that's for his reputation, honoring his reputation, and the son carries on. The oldest son carries on the reputation of the father, so therefore it's a tool of it's a vehicle of kibbutz kavanah, and that will exist even after he's dead. Right, that's the one side. Or that would be the Rambam. Or do you say no, that thing doesn't exist? There's no such thing like that. Basically, father's reputation after he's dead, there's no halacha like that. Okay, there's not halacha. But what's the halacha of? And that's not the idea of the brother. The idea of the brother is because since the father's reputation is hanging in the brother, so that's like, it's like a need of the father. It's like a psychological need. Whereas why do you have to honor he who the father respects? Because that makes the father very happy. The father gets very upset, like the Ramban says. The parents get very upset when their children are embarrassed. So it's psychologically, it's part of, like, kavod of the parents is to recognize their psychology and to be aware of that and to satisfy it. So their psychology is that they want their next of kin to have a certain status. And therefore, you have to honor that psychology and recognize it and cater to it. So therefore, you have to honor their oldest son. Now, when they die, there's no psychology anymore. Is it because there's an abstract idea of their name? Like, you have to honor their name because it's their name? It's like an extension of the parent, the name, the identity, the image. Or no, image is only a value because that's a psychological need of the parent. In which case, when the parent dies, it's going to be all over. You know what I mean? Right? That's what you're saying, eh? Yeah, okay. So I was thinking a different idea. I mean, that was one idea, but I think I like the other sort of better. But namely, the thing is like this, and this is, I guess, what you were getting to, is that the father, let's take the Ramban. The Ramban is saying is that the father takes the greatest stock in the kid, and therefore you have to respect the kid because that makes the dad happy, right? But kavod doesn't just mean you do anything that makes the dad happy. I mean, it's not, and even if it would, it doesn't, why do I have to get the kid a drink? Why do I have to, like, how does it exactly take on? Like, I understand if my father says, do this for your brother, and maybe that's one thing, but I mean, it becomes like a chiv of kavod intrinsically, like its own chiv of kavod, right? And we were bothered by that by the step-parent also. By the step-parent, why was it that it became, why was it that you're chayav to honor the step-parent? Who are they? I mean, how do they have an intrinsic chiv of kavod, right? So by the step-parent, we said, because the chiv of kavod to the father is chal on the parental unit. And therefore, the chiyav of kavod could be extended. It could be an extended chiyav kavod, which is on the father and his counterpart, his parental counterpart, which is the step-parent. And therefore, the halachic, it's not just because the father wants you to honor her. That's very nice, he wants you to. But it becomes halachically, the chiyav kavod could be formulated in a way that will extend to the stepmother because she is like a part of the father, in a sense. She's an extension of the father, because they're both part of the unit of the parent. Okay, so again, halachically, it's not just because he wants it, but halachically, the mitzvah of kavod could extend to the step-parent. Okay? See, because you could define father and stepmother in a common unit, and the chiv kavod could be chal on that unit. Okay, but if you take that logic, then by a brother, you're not going to be able to do that. There's no definition of brother. A brother is not like a partner with the father. The brother is just that the father takes a great stock in the father. The father takes a great stock in the brother, and therefore his image is tied up in the father. But that's a separate. It's not like he's a part of covet of the. You can't say that is a part of covet of the father. He's a separate guy. He's a separate guy who the father wants his kavod and he's happy about his kavod, but halachically, how could that halachically extend kibud av v'aim? Can't be. The Rambam holds that can't be an extension of kibud av. It can't be an extension of kibud av. The stepmother can be an extension of kibud av because she really is like an extension of the father. There's their unit, so it's chal on the unit. But by the brother, it's just he wants him to be honored, but he's a separate person. So what the Rambam holds is that you couldn't. The Torah really couldn't be included. Kavod couldn't extend to the brother. Okay, intrinsically really couldn't extend. Okay, but there is you couldn't view it as an extension of kavod of the father. Rather, you could view it as an independent chiyuv of kavod to the separate guy, to the brother. As Medivrei Sofra means is that it couldn't be subsumed under the definition. You can't define kavod av in a way which is going to include the brother. Okay, you can't include the brother as an object of kavod. Okay, you can't define it in that way. But you could say is that the father wants it, and since the father wants it, the Torah said that there's a separate chiyuv kavod for the brother. Okay, there's a separate chiyuv kavod for the brother. So that's what I'm saying. Medivrei Sofrim, there's an independently existing institution of a chiyuv kavod for the brother. And what's the form of that? It's kikavod av. It's a replicates kavod av, but it's an independent institution of honoring the brother. Why? Yeah, the reason why is because the father wants him to have kavod. But halachically, you can't just say what he wants is an extension of the din of kibud av v'aim. The only way you could have done it by the step-parent is, again, because the step-parent is an extension of the father. They're defined as the parental unit. But since the brother can't be defined that way, so the Torah had the only way to do it is to set up a separate institution of honoring the brother. Because that, it's the same reason why the Ramban says. Because the father wants it. But halachically, it couldn't be an extension of kavod of the father. It had to be a separate chiyuv, which replicated kavod of the av, but it's a separate independent institution to honor the brother. Now, once that's the case, so that's why it's going to continue after the father dies. So because if it's just an extension of kavod av, so it can't outlast kavod av, father dies, that's it. But since if you're telling me that the only way that they could set it up was through setting up an independent institution of kavod of the brother, so then that institution exists in its own right. It's not kavod of the father, it's kavod of the brother. Because, very nice, because, but halachically, there's a chiv of honor your brother. So that's going to continue onwards. Why is it this thing? Yeah, so apparently it's true. You don't have to want anything your father wants. But apparently what the Rambam's going to say is that the limud and the pun de resofim is that this isn't just another random need of the father, but this is a major need of the father. And the Torah, the idea of carrying on his legacy is a significant institution of the needs of the father, and it objectified the kavod of the brother as being an instance of kavod of the father which demanded or allowed for an independent tzura, an independent chiyuv under kavod of kivara. I mean, it objectified this one. It's true. Now, your average need of the father is just tied with his knees. But here the Torah was, I guess from the Vav, it's learning out of the Divrei Sofrim, that this was institutionalized, the Torah institutionalized this, or the Divrei Sofrim institutionalized this, as another form of Kavod of the Father. But it's a separate, it's because of Kavod of the Father, but it's still a separate thing, and therefore it will continue to exist.
It's like giving him water, basically.
Yeah, the Ramban presumably would say, I mean, this is a question, is that he would argue on that it could be an extension of Kavod of the Father. The question is that this idea like step parents could be an extension of Kavod of the Father. This idea we developed, that the way step parents are an extension of Kavod of the Father is because they are like the parental unit, and therefore halachically you could really extend the definition of Kavod of the Father to that. You know what I mean? By brother you can't do that. But the Ramban held is that simply that since the father's kavod is tied up with them, so therefore you could extend kavod of the father to them also. It doesn't have to be through defining kavod of the father in like an extended definition, but you could extend kavod av to people who be mechaved them would bring kavod to the father. Whereas the Rambam holds the only way to extend kavod to the father is really to define the father in a certain kind of a way. Not just because he wants it, but to define kavod in a certain kind of a way. The Ramban saying is, no, you don't have to do that. It's simply that since they are vehicles, of honoring the father, so therefore you could set them up as an extension of kavod of the father. Kavod of the father will extend to those through whom the father will be honored. Those through whom the father knows, honor the father, and those through whom the father will be honored. So the father will be honored through his wife and through his oldest son. And so kavod of the father, he held, could extend to the brother simply because honoring the brother will lead to kavod of the father. So that's the question. Is that a valid halacha extension? For instance, you can look at this. How is it that kavod of the stepmother could be an extension of the kavod of the father? Is it because, like we were saying in the Rambam, because you're really covered for the father as parent, and therefore it's on the parental unit? So then that could only be for father. For a step parent, can't be for father. Or do you say no? It's because since honoring them is honoring the father, so therefore the kavod of the father could extend to whom would bring him honor. As it brings him honor, it's like if you honor his associates, it's mechaved him. And the Torah is fixing certain associates who are extensions of him, to whom he will have honor. And therefore, that's a valid extension of the institution of Kibbut Avayim. Extend Kibbut Avayim to those through whom they will be honored. So if that's the case, then the step-parent and the brother are equal in that regard. I mean, the Rambam's saying, he's not buying it. He's not saying he can't extend it just because that will bring him honor. Because then that's just like another need of his. It's not, he doesn't hold that it can't be a halachic extension of Kibbut Av. Extension of Kibbut Av has to really be Kibbut Av. According to the Rambam, Kibbut Av is only on the father. Now, if you want to extend it, you have to show me how you define father in a way that will include someone else. So, parent. Father, the extended definition of the parent. According to the Ramban, Kavod of the father isn't restricted to kavod of the father. It could be extended to someone through whom it will bring kavod of the father. That's if you can have someone who honoring them will in turn bring honor to the father, then the kavod of the father could extend to them. It's a different kind of an extension. The question is that a valid method of extension or not? That's the machlokas. And if you say that it is, then it just becomes another chay, like a part of kavod of the father, and then it's gonna, when the father dies, it's gonna end. Yeah, it's like a secondary chay of kavod. It's like the primary kavod is for the father. But since these people are associated with the father, so it's like a secondary table covenant. It's like a king's king's second in command, a king's servant. You honor him because that brings cover to the to the king. It's a secondary cover. Secondary cover. The Rambam holds there's no such thing as secondary. Secondary cover can't be an extension of the thing. It can be an independent institution. But to be an extension of the deraisa itself, b'chal kibirav, has to be that you're defining the father in a certain way. So you're defining him as parent, so then the stepmother isn't just secondary. She is the cover of the father, is to be an honor of the parent, the parental institution. So that's not secondary. It's not because by honoring her it brings cover to him. That is the definition of it's an extended definition of cover to the father. That it's the parent. So that's going to extend to both of them. Okay. So so just the one more thing is, so what's the idea about the let's say Rabbi Yehuda Anasi is he says only for, let's say it's only for the step parents. Step parents it seems clear. I mean the theory argues, but simple shot, step parents is really only when the parents step parents are alive, when the parent is alive. So what was the idea that Rabbi Anasi said, Yizaru b'kvod imchem, be careful with the cover of your mother, and achayev, the cover of a stepmother is only as long as she's alive, as long as the father's alive. So what's the idea to be that he's warning them to be Zahir? And the Shulchan Aruch brings it down. The Shulchan Aruch says, it's Chaf Aleph, Reish Mem Chaf Aleph. Chayev adam chabesh zaviv, whatever, kolz man shiim ha-kayemes. Aval achar misa eino chayev v'kibudam. It's appropriate, it's a good thing to be mechavi them after Misa. Okay, so what do you mean davar hagan? It's proper. Well, why is it proper? What kind of thing is that? What I was thinking. So I was thinking, as a possibility, is that it's a din, it's a separate din of hakaras tov. Like, that's the question like adopted parents. You know, the question of adopted parents, you ask, do you have to honor adopted parents? So he says, kibarabayim, no. Kasatov, yeah, they brought you up, they raised you, So it would seem that by the stepmother, so you see, he says, Zorbekvot Imcham, your mother. Well, your mother. So apparently she functioned for them as a mother. Apparently there was his second wife, but apparently it was, he referred to them as their mother. So it could be that she functioned for them, I'm positing this, but that she functioned for them as their mother. So there's a din of a karsatova in that. Even though there's no technical chi of a kibud avayim, because she doesn't really have a din of your mother, and she's not a stepmother anymore, because she's not married to your father. But there's an idea, and this is, and I'd say this is a kiyam in kibud avayim. I mean, kibud avayim is not because of a karsatova per se. It's an idea of recognizing the shol shoshot from Adam and the kosh, but that's certainly an idea in your parents as a kosh tov. That is a phenomenon in it. And I say is that insofar as it's the case, this was mother, even though technically the mitzvah of kibud avayim doesn't apply, but the aspect of a kosh tov which is implicit in kibud avayim, it seems to be that does apply. And that's what he's saying. He's zaru that you don't drop off on the kosh tov tar because now there's no institution. Now you just treat her like nothing. He's advising them. I mean, again, it's a davar hagan. It's proper. It sounds like that, you'll say what kind of halacha, but it's not halacha. I think it's a davar hagan, and it's right. And I say it's davar hagan. And I say from this, according to this tradition, this would be a source for saying it's appropriate to be mechaved one's adopted parents. I mean, it's not a chiv of kavodas. You can't say they're nevarin if you're not. But it is an idea. Like I think everyone has a sense of that. I mean, they brought you up. Someone brings you up. Good midah. It's a good midah, right? But I'd say it could be if you accept my svar, nafkamina would be is let's assume that a person's parent takes a second wife. Let's say when they're very old. Let's say you're 40 years old and your father marries. Your father's 70 years old and he marries another woman. And basically, you don't live there. You know, she's not your mother. She doesn't function like your mother. She just happened to be married to your father. So when she's married to your father, then there's halacha. Because halachically, she's the nation's up. Apparently, even that the parent, even though halachically it's the parental unit, and that's halachically, I guess, the parental unit. Even if you're not a kid in the house, but I guess halachically, you'll say that's the unit of the parent. But I'd say, I don't know if there's a kid, this is like a technical, halachically, that's a definition. But I can't imagine saying there's going to be a course of tov, what'd she do for you? She didn't do anything. But I'd say it is borne out, though, by the lashon where he says, and he calls it her mother, even though she wasn't really their mother. He calls her their mother. So how do you explain that? I mean, I know she probably said, call me mom, but like, why is he saying that? But it could be is that really she functioned that way. So that's what he's saying, is that you should be Zahir. And I guess it's Musar. It's a good Musar before he does. He's saying is that don't, maybe he's saying is that sometimes you get caught up on halacha and you forget about the midas involved in halacha. So there's a midah here, which is sometimes a person who's freed from the technical halacha, and they just say, okay, fine, I don't do it anymore. But that's not proper. It's true the technical halacha is gone, and even the idea of the halacha is gone in terms of cover the technical idea. But there is another idea associated with the mitzvah, which is still makes sense. And don't feel because it was is reduced to Kor Satov. See, a person is always a makir tov for people, but you feel now since it was tied up in the mitzvah is gone. You feel like now I'm not going to do it. But even when there was a mitzvah, there was another idea of a Kor Satov. So don't feel just because you take away the mitzvah of Kibbutz Ahav, now all of a sudden it's nothing. Still, it's a Kor Satov, and he's telling them to be careful. And he's warning them to make sure that they're careful. Okay, so that's that. I didn't do this, but maybe next time I'll try to do it. The question we left off with, the Tor, what was the Tor Svara, who holds it? You're not mechabed your parents if they're a Rasha. Yet, he says, the Shlich Bezdin cannot hit them. Okay, it seems like if you want to say not mechabed them, then be consistent, say that you'll not hit them also. So maybe we could take that up next time. And then also, the question we got to next week, the next topic I'd like to take up is... what exactly you have to do for your parents. Like if they tell you to do things, like you have to do that. You know that there's a Gemara that gets into it a little bit. And there's a Gemara Yevamos. It gets to go look around a little bit. But Gemara Yevamos. Okay, we'll talk.